This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The government today decided to include the caste enumeration as part of the next census. The Cabinet Committee on Political Affairs, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, has taken a decision in this regard. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav informed about the Cabinet decision at a media briefing today.
Under the leadership of our Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi ji, Cabinet Committee of Political Affairs has decided today that caste enumeration should be included in the forthcoming census. This demonstrates that a government is committed to the values and interests of a society and country.
Taking on opposition Congress, Mr. Vaishnav said, the move demonstrates that the Narendra Modi government is committed to the values and interests of the society and the country, like in the past when it had introduced 10% reservation for the economically weaker sections without causing stress in any section of the society.
कांग्रेस और इंडी गठबंधन के दलों ने जाति जनगणना के विषय को केवल अपने राजनीतिक लाभ के लिए उपयोग किया हालांकि कई राज्यों ने सर्वे के माध्यम से जातियों की जनगणना की है जहां कुछ राज्यों ने यह काम सुचारू रूप से संपन्न किया है वहीं कुछ अन्य राज्यों ने राजनीतिक दृष्टि से और गैर पारदर्शी ढंग से सर्वे किया है इन सभी स्थितियों को ध्यान में रखते हुए कि हमारा सामाजिक ताना बाना राजनीति के दबाव में न आए जातियों की गणना एक सर्वे के स्थान पर मूल जनगणना में ही सम्मिलित होनी चाहिए
The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has approved a new highway from Shillong to Silchar at a cost of 22,864 crore rupees. Mr. Vaishnav informed that the length of the highway will be over 166 kilometers and it will improve connectivity to Tripura, Mizoram, Manipur and the Barak Valley region of Assam. The CCA also approved fair and remunerative price of sugarcane for sugar season 2025-26 at 355 rupees per quintal for the farmers. Mr. Vaishnav added that the decision will benefit 5 crore sugarcane farmers. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has described the decision to include caste enumeration in the upcoming census as a message of strong commitment towards social equality and rights of every section. Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that the caste census will be conducted with complete transparency. BJP National President JP Nadda has said the decision is extremely important for bringing the economically, socially and educationally backward caste into the mainstream and restoring the dignity to the people who have been deprived of their rights for a long time. Reacting to the decision, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge said, the announcement of the caste census is a right step which the Congress party has been demanding from day one. The Director General of Military Operations DGMO of the Indian Army has spoken to the Pakistani DGMO and warned against any unprovoked violations by the Pakistan Army along the line of control. According to defense sources, the two DGMOs talked through the established military hotline yesterday. The Indian official flagged the matter of unprovoked ceasefire violations by Pakistan. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today spoke to his Kuwaiti counterpart Abdullah Ali Al-Yahya. He thanked him for Kuwait's solidarity and support in the aftermath of the Pahalgam terrorist attack. Dr. Jaishankar also spoke to Foreign Minister of Denmark Lars Loxumen. The External Affairs Minister appreciated his support and solidarity over the terror attack in Pahalgam. The stage is all set for India's first World Audiovisual Entertainment Summit, or WAVES 2025, that is to begin in Mumbai from tomorrow. The mega event will be inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi at the Jio World Convention Centre. The four-day summit with tagline Connecting Creators, Connecting Countries is poised to position India as a global hub for media, entertainment and digital innovation. In IPL T20 cricket, chasing a target of 191 runs set by host Chennai Super Kings, Punjab Kings were 44 for 1 in 4.4 overs at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.